From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Monday, June 22nd. I'm Lana Cohen. Last Friday, Juneteenth, in Willits, there were two rallies on Main Street. Two separate groups came out to support what they believe in: the Black Lives Matter movement and re-electing Donald Trump. The groups, which stood across from each other for hours, had starkly different messages, except for one, which was exactly the same. People on both sides of the two-lane road spoke of feeling silenced, frustrated, mistreated, and most of all, ready to stand up for what they knew to be right. The rallies began separately. The Black Lives Matter rally, which doubled as a Juneteenth celebration, began at 5:30 in Willits City Park. The Trump rally assembled at 6 o'clock in Babcock Park. However, around 6:30, the Black Lives Matter cohort made their way over to where the Trump supporters were standing, staking their ground on the opposite side of the street. Here's Jacob Chilson, a commercial fisherman, lifelong resident of Willits, an enthusiastic Trump supporter, describing the scene.
Well, there's one side of the road, there's American flags and Trump supporters. And on the other side of the road, there is Black Lives Matter signs, and I do not see an American flag. They may have one, but nope, I don't think they do. I haven't seen one American flag on their side.
The two protests were largely, but not entirely, peaceful. A few Black Lives Matter protesters went over to Babcock Park and aggressively screamed at Trump protesters, calling them racists. The incident was unprovoked. After only a few minutes, the police arrived at the scene and asked the screaming protesters to go back to the other side of the road, which they did. The two protests then went on uneventfully, with both groups staying on their separate turf. Dion Beckman originally suggested having a Trump rally at Babcock Park as a joke, but when he saw there was interest, he decided to turn it into the real thing.
People protest here every week, and it's always against Trump, and I think it's time for the Trump supporters to start speaking out and saying what's on their mind.
Those out to support the Black Lives Matter movement also felt it was high time to make themselves be heard. 15-year-old Willow Dawn Widener explains why she chose to attend the Black Lives Matter protest and Juneteenth celebration.
Black people and people of color all over the country and the world are being treated unfairly and like they deserve less than people like I do, like white people do, and that's not right. I feel like there's a lot of racism in this town, even though there are a lot of people that are also accepting and loving. Especially in the young people, I've seen a lot of willful ignorance. At my school, there are a bunch of white guys that will use the N-word just with reckless abandon, even though it's wrong. We need to improve education of Black history, not just Black history as white people have written it, because that's really unfair to all of the Black lives that have been lost to this country's racism and slavery and colonization.
On the other side of things stood Susan, along with her partner of 31 years. Susan chose to leave out her last name, and her partner declined to share her name altogether, due to fear of being persecuted for their conservative beliefs.
I must preface all this by telling you that I was extremely left-wing gay activist in San Francisco for many years, and came out in the late 60s when I was just a teenager, right after the Stonewall riots, and have been really active in the gay rights movement for my whole life. And I am telling you, coming out as gay, even in 1969, was a walk in the park compared to what coming out as conservative is today. I certainly am not a homophobe or a racist or a xenophobe. You know, I have nieces and nephews from Guatemala and other parts of Central. I mean, this is ridiculous. And Trump has done so much for the gay community and especially for the Black community and women's community.
Many others, like Jacob Chilson, were out there to support Trump because they believe he will support their access to Second Amendment rights.
So I'm all for Trump because on several different levels, but we can talk about guns. I want my guns. I want all of them. Military-grade weapons, I think that's people's right, and that's in the Constitution for us to be able to have that, to protect ourselves and our families.
Chilson was also out there to oppose the Black Lives Matter movement and their recent calls to defund the police.
why I'm against the Black Lives Matter is the defund the police. We need the police. Without police, we have complete anarchy. You know, I haven't talked to one person who says that George Floyd's death was okay. Every person I know says that was out of line of the cop. He should get punished. And he did get punished. And so justice is served. Aside from that, though, I don't think we should be defunding the police around the country because we have a couple of bad cops. Or I'm sure there's lots of bad cops. But we shouldn't be defunding them. We need them.
Across the country, a conversation about justice, race, police violence, and the 2020 election is taking place. In Willits, it's no different. Two Black Lives Matter protesters, Jessica and her 11-year-old daughter, Jen, drove from Covelo to participate in the rally. Here's Jessica explaining why she chose to make the trip.
We want to make our voice heard. We want to tell our Black community, we see you, we're with you, and we want to prevent this from happening again, Black people being killed by police. And I want my kids to know this is our civic duty. We gotta do this if we wanna make a change. And we want all of us to have true equality and true justice.
For KZYX News, this is Lana Cohen. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org.